Welcome to Confessions of a Homemaker, a podcast where we discuss and unpack all the things in light of biblical truth. Hey, I'm your host, Haley Lindberg. Hey, welcome here, beautiful. How are you? Oh my gosh. Has it not been a hot minute? It has been over a year. Can you believe that? I can, because I have missed this. So today's episode, before we get into it, this is what it's going to be about. Why I've been gone for so long. The podcast was not over, but it seemed like it didn't. what I have been up to in a nutshell, and three, how we're going to proceed moving forward with the podcast. So if you are an OG listener, thank you for being here. Thank you for clicking on this episode. If you have ever shared an episode, if you've ever shouted it out on social media or shared it in a group or sent it to a friend, like whatever you have done to support this podcast, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You are a blessing. And my heart really is just to, it's Titus 2, really. I mean, that's my heart. And also just as a fellow woman to be a runner in the race of life and to link arms and encourage and support and give tips and stuff like that, but not in a place of like, I have fully arrived, not by any means. My life is probably more of a hot mess than most people. All people, you know, we all have our unique puzzles and struggles and ups and downs of life, right? So, yeah, that's what I'm going to be covering. So, one, I have been gone for so long, because I really put this on the altar to really, really seek the Lord. Is this what I should, you know, is this something in my spare time that I should be investing in? Like, is this worth it? Is it what you want me to be doing, Lord? Like, you know, just really more like, you know, because if he's not in it, I don't want to do it, right? So, that's why it's been over a year, because I was really, really, really trying to seek the Lord in the midst of just a crazy life and being beautifully busy. And family issues and just, you know, my unique puzzle of life. So, and trying to move forward with that. So that's reason number one, because I was really just trying to be prayerful. And is this really something that the Lord wants me to be doing? And the main topic of today is just moving into one of the things that I had to wrestle through. So the main thing I was wrestling through, other than, like I said, trying to hear from the Lord about, should I proceed, is the classic, what everyone calls imposter syndrome. That's like the modern, like, term for it, you know? The way I like to look at it is just, who am I to be someone, and maybe this is just my perception of the internet, maybe this could just be a me thing. People like posture themselves as like an expert on something, or like they have a specific niche, or an educator role, like things like that. And I'm more of like, I want to be just like a supportive friend, sister-ish, like, and then, like, to the people who are behind me in season, like, an encourager, someone to cheer you on. Does that make sense? Not in a place of, like, I have arrived, I am gonna teach you these things, just, no, like, more of, like, a humble posture. And I don't feel like there's a lot, and I could be wrong, like, maybe I just haven't found them, a lot of people that have that heart posture. And so I don't want to, like, posture myself as, like, I am an expert in being these things that I'm talking about, right? So, and also the things I would like to talk about are online, just with researching, are very, very, they turn controversial. They turn very hostile. And it's just honestly discomforting and disheartening and discouraging, because it's like, I've made a beautiful life with these ideas and these values and priorities and ideals. And so, it's just kind of like, you know, you get out of your echo chamber, you get out of your normal, and you just see all the ugly, hurtful things that people are saying. And you're like, wow, like, that's so not reality, or that's so not true, or wow, my heart's breaking because I can't believe someone has said something like that, or that they would think so lowly of this thing. Or, and I just come from a place of, like, I want us all to understand each other. Like, why can't we just sit at the table and have a conversation? I think that was my first intro, right, on season one, was like, there's a spot at the table for everybody. Like, why can't we just pull up a chair and, like, just talk about the things that we want to talk about and not get offended and upset? It's so ridiculous. It's like, have maturity. Say what you need to say, but in a gentle and respectful way, right? Like, you don't have to leave the table agreeing with me, but at least just let me talk, you know, that kind of thing. And so just a lot of wrestling through that of, like, who am I to posture myself as, like, an expert or an educator, or, like, come to me because I have all the things? Like, that's just, I don't know, it just seems very strange. It's definitely not my personality. Like I said, mine's more of like, hey, these are the ideals I hold to. I'm not saying I'm doing the thing, but that's my goal, is to posture my life in such a way to where my priorities are in alignment to be able to build the life that I believe that the Lord wants me to build with my convictions and the particular husband he's given me, the particular children he's given me, the restraints that he's given me, the gifts that he's given me, the season of life that I'm in. Does, you know what I mean? And so, and also too, just being really wrestling and being discouraged with just the idea of Titus 2. Like, that has just been so on my heart of, like, because I was in a place where, like, I didn't have a discipler. And if you've been here long enough, you know. And maybe I'll have, like, a whole episode on this just to unpack it. I need to go back to every single episode where I've said that. Do it. And this episode is brought on by faithful friends in the background that have been praying for me. Like, analysis paralysis, putting a fire under my butt, holding me to account, pulling these things out of me and being like, Haley, you have great value to give to the church, and, like, look at these things. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't see it that way. And just letting people, just hearing people and how they love these conversations with me, and that I should put them out in the world. And it's kind of like writing a book. Like, I'm kind of scared to, like, put those out in the world. And so, and then you have the imposter syndrome, like, well, I don't have that lived experience, or, like, who's gonna listen to me with XYZ, or, like, what if someone's ugly and I don't know how to, like, handle it gracefully, and, like, you know what I mean? Anyway, that's where I'm at, guys. So, I, like I said, I'm gonna keep recording. So now number three, where are we moving on now? Like, where is the podcast headed now? So, I am going to keep recording, and I'm going to keep seeking the Lord about what trajectory he wants me to go on. But I really feel right now it is about one income living, because I have 11 year, almost 11 years experience. May will be 11 years of living on one income, raising children through every phase, pregnancy, infancy, toddlerhood, and now we had little kids, now we have bigger kids. So, just speaking from that, like, specific, you know, sacrifices, tips, tricks, lessons that the Lord has taught me in living that lifestyle, and homemaking on a low income. And so, that I just feel, I really do feel led by the Lord to start there. Maybe that's a niche, maybe it's not, I don't know. We're gonna leave it open-ended and just let the Lord lead the way. With that being said, you could be in prayer about all of that. I have an awesome friend that is gonna help, like, be my assistant. She was the main cheerleader behind, like, just do it, Haley, just do it, just do it, just do it. I'm gonna be praying and do it. Like, you bring such value to women in the church, and just talk and put it out there, you know. And that's the way I've switched my thinking, is like, you know, if there was a story that the Lord has put on my heart to tell the world, wouldn't I work very hard to, like, write a novelette or a novel or a book series, and then all that time and effort and whatever, you just launch it out into the world. And that's how I feel about my podcast. So, like, the things that I talk about, like, are near and dear to my heart. And just reflecting, like I said, the Titus 2 thing, like, there's so many women that either don't know that that's a thing, or they're not pursuing it, or they don't know they should be pursuing that as a disciple, or making more disciples, or looking for a Titus 2 older woman to disciple them in those things. So, that has been just really heavy on my heart. Like, I cried with a friend in a parking lot on last Saturday about it. Just like, it's like I'm burdened. Like there's this burden that I must talk, that I must encourage. And I think the main example of that has been Sally Clarkson, because if you've been here long enough, you know, that's part of my story. Oh, we're looping back around, because I kind of went on a little trail. So we're looping back around, Sally Clarkson. And it's like, if she wasn't obedient in starting a podcast and doing all these things, like, I would have never found her in 2018. And she has just been such a blessing in every area of Titus 2 for me. And so, if you haven't read that passage, go grab your Bible, read it. You know, but, like, I have lots of ideas. Like, I have a Facebook group that I want people to join. I have, you know, book ideas for, like, a book club to go through, just to edify us and to spur us on to be excellent in these areas. Not perfect, just pursuing doing our best. And, like I said, more linking arms and just doing our lives. So, those are the women, that's my target audience. Those are the women that I want to, speak to and talk with and connect with. And, if you have been a faithful listener, I only have one review on my podcast, just one, uno, y'all, come on. I know how many listeners I have. I have analytics, okay? So, it's like on YouTube, whenever they, like, stop and they're like, if you haven't subscribed, if I've earned your sub, can you subscribe? That's how I feel. If I have earned the right to be in your ear, and to, if I have encouraged you in any way, even if I've made you mad, like, just leave a review. Because it bumps it up in the algorithm. And if I'm going to keep doing this, I want it to be of the greatest value possible, and so it needs to get out to more people. So if you have not written a review, that would be absolutely lovely. There's podcast, there's Spotify podcasts, there's Apple, there's all kinds of ways that you can leave a review somewhere. Like, even on Facebook, I have a Facebook page, you can go leave a review on there. Same thing with Instagram, you could, you know, type something up and tag the podcast in it. Yeah, so that's mainly how we're going to move forward. And I just hope it continues to bless you and to encourage you and give you value. Practically, like, literal, tangible things that you can do to see the more tangible reality of Christ's love in your life, to your family's life, to those around you, your church, your community. But it starts in the home. That's the other main topic, is home, how important the home is, how we can be cultivating our homes, and just things in it. So, that is the announcement. The podcast is not dead. This is why I've taken so long off, and this is how we're going to move forward. So that is how you could be praying. Yeah, so that is it. I don't know. Do I want to talk more? I feel like I had more to say on the imposter syndrome thing, but maybe I don't. Yeah. It really is just like, who am I? Who are you to be talking about XYZ? You don't have this family's particular struggle and story and life and situations and, you know, all these things. And it's like, no, but I have all of that in my own way, and I've persevered, and this is how the Lord has been kind and faithful and made a beautiful life with, you know, the saying, if life gives you lemons, like, I've made a beautiful life with lemons. So, yeah. And I'm sure everybody struggles with that, right? Like, I know I'm not the only one. But yeah, so I hope you guys are doing well, and I am so excited. So excited. I am so excited. You don't even know. Like, this has been, like I said, it's been over a year of like, Lord, direct me. What do I do? Okay, if I do it, what is the next step? What is the direction for me? Like, yeah. And so, like I said, I'm going to keep doing it. And my goal is to reach more and more women and to make it more interactive. So, yeah, I'm going to, whenever I post this episode, on socials, I'm going to post, my group that you can request to be a part of. So, yeah, I hope you guys do that, because it would be awesome to connect with you, in a more personal way. So, yeah, I hope you guys have a blessed week, and until next time. Thank you for joining me for this conversation. I hope that it blessed you. I hope it encouraged you, and I hope that it causes you to persevere and endure and grow. And I want you to do me a favor. If you are digging this podcast, I would love if you would subscribe, follow, share it with a friend, write a review. Go find me on social media, and thank you so much for your support.